Welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News, where we bring you the latest updates from the heart of the UK's aerospace industry. I'm Emma.
And I'm Daniel. Today, we're looking at a significant development in the northern aerospace sector, including the government's decision on the HS2 project and how the industry is adapting. Let's dive into the details with our guest, Rob Biddlecombe from Brabners.
Rob, thank you for joining us. The cancellation of the northern leg of HS2 has sparked a lot of discussion. How do you think this will impact the aerospace industry in the north?
That's right, Emma. The decision has been a major talking point. Rob, could you share your insights on what this means for the region's long-term productivity and aerospace growth?
Absolutely, Daniel. The industry has been vocal about the missed opportunity, but you mentioned that there's still positive momentum. Can you elaborate on that?
I see. So despite the setback, there's a focus on what the region can achieve through collaboration. What are the key areas you see as opportunities for growth?
That's an important point, Rob. The True North initiative you mentioned seems like a big step. How does this network aim to support the aerospace industry specifically?
Right, and what about the role of organizations like the Northwest Aerospace Alliance in this context? How are they contributing to maintaining momentum?
Exactly, the industry's resilience is impressive. You also highlighted Bay Systems' recent achievements. Could you tell us more about that?
Sure, and the SAF Innovation Centre in Sheffield is making waves too. How is it contributing to sustainable innovation in the aerospace sector?
That's fascinating, Daniel. With all these developments, how can the aerospace industry ensure it continues to attract investment despite the uncertainty around transport infrastructure?
A great question, Emma. What advice would you give to aerospace companies in the north to navigate these challenges and leverage the opportunities?
Thank you, Rob, for sharing your insights. It's clear that the northern aerospace sector is resilient and full of potential. We look forward to seeing how these initiatives unfold.
And that's our update for today. We'll be back next week with more news from the Northwest Aerospace Alliance. Until then, stay informed and keep flying high.